Okay, let's get started with Maaser Sheni, Daf Chaf Dalet, the next Daf here in Maaser Sheni. And we are on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara has been speaking about what you're allowed to do with Maaser Sheni money. So remember, we had the Mishnah, the Machlokas, and the Mishnah, whether one could buy Truma with Maaser Sheni money. The Tanakhama said no. Ain lochin truma because it is mema'ed ba'achila. So because then you are limiting the ma'aser sheni allowance, because as we know, as we said, number one, only kohanim are allowed to eat it, and number two, it is susceptible to tful yom tuma. And Rabbi Shimon is matir. Rabbi Shimon is not worried about that. Rabbi Shimon, after all, says if you could buy kachim, and kachim has a much higher standard than truma, and many more limitations, and many more possibilities of ruin in terms of pigol, nosar, and tameh. So surely the yakab truma. So surely one can be makel regarding truma. And the chum say back, no, because there's a difference by shlamim, the karbanos is mutul lazara, and by truma it is not good. Then we had two different formulations. The one from our Mishnah and the one from the Gemara that we explained. The Mishnah said that the reason for the Isser, the problem of buying Truma with Maaser Sheni money is your Mema'id Ba'achila. So the language of the Braisa is Shelo Yavo Lidei Psul. Shelo Yavo Lidei Psul, that meant the Tful Yom element. And the Mema'id Ba'achila, so that's what the Gemara says is the issue of Zarim included as well. And then we went into on Amabez, Chafim Amabez in the middle. So why are we only worried about what happens to the Maaser Sheni? And that's why you use the Lashon Zachar of Achilaso. What about what happens to the Kadshim? Achilasa, right? There's a limitation. Once you have the rules of Maaser Sheni on the Karbanos in terms of Aninus, and in terms of requiring Yerushalayim. So there is a Brisa that the Gemara quoted that, maybe includes both. Achilaso and Achilasa. Good. So now we start the next section. Says the Braisa. The Gemara here quoted the Braisa from the Tosefta in Shvius. Ein lochin Shvius because of Meiser. You can't buy Shemitah produce with Meiser Sheni money. So the question is that muskam lakol? Is that agreed upon? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, this is the same machlokas. Our Mishnah has a machlokas, that Braisa, that Tosefta only has the Tanakhama's opinion, but Rabbi Shimon would argue. Just like Rabbi Shimon says here in our Mishnah that one could use Maaser Sheni money to buy Truma, because he's not worried about Mevian Dvarim Lebeis Apsol, he's not worried about limiting items and potential problems in the future. So too, by Shemitah, you can buy Shemitah produce, even though it's going to be limited to the Zman of Bi'ur. You have to get rid of it by the time that the Bi'ur has to take place. Remember, the Rambam says Bi'ur, you have to destroy it. And the Ramban says in the end of Vayikra that no, Bi'ur means to be mafkir it. And once you're mafkir it, so then that is enough, and you could even take it back. So Rabbi Yossi says the same machlokas would apply, and I'm Rabbi Yona. Now we're in the Chaf Gimel of the Beis. Diri Akoli. No, Rabbi Yona says, really, that Braisa, that Tosefta in Shvius, would be Diri Akol. Even Rabbi Shimon would say that's a problem. Why? Because fundamentally, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not allowed to bring Kachem Lebeis Apsol. Fundamentally, Rabbi Shimon agrees. It's only in our Mishnah where there's a Kula, because it's talking about Truma and Ochle Truma's reason. And those who eat Truma are Zaris, the Kohanim is reason, in terms of how they treat the Truma. They make sure that it doesn't become Tame, right? There's a special din that they take very seriously upon themselves, Mishmeres Trumosai, not to be Metame Truma, not to be Ma'abe Truma, and therefore Kohanim's reason, and therefore, or Ochle Truma's reason, and therefore one could assume that it took place. Right? Chazal also used this term of Zrizus Hain in the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara talks about the Yom HaNeif. The Yom HaNeif, remember the din, the Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, that usually we bring the Karbana Omer on the second day of Pesach, and that Karbana Omer is Matir, is what allows us to bring the new grain. We bring from the new barley, and that allows the Matir, that allows the a new grain that has taken root since last year Pesach in Gvulin. Everybody's allowed to eat. So that's what we wait for, the Karbana Omer to be brought. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, once we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so then what do you do? You're not going to bring the Karbana Omer. So when does the Heter take place? It takes place the next morning. Right? The Karbana is usually brought on the second day of Pesach, on Tezayin. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we wait till Yud Zayin in the morning. Because Yom HaNeif, the day of the waving, Kulo Aser, that is Aser. That is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of his nine takanas, I think, that Lezecher, and for us to remember, to reenact, to remember what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, why do you have to wait till the next morning? Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, why do you have to wait till the next morning? Right, when are you worried that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? Right? If it's going to be rebuilt in, you know, sometime during the year, so then you could assume that let's say it this way. The Gemara says, because you're worried about Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara explains, maybe next year the Beis HaMikdash by the Beis Hashem will be rebuilt by the time Pesach comes, and people are going to wake up in the morning and they're going to say, oh, remember we ate Chadash early in the morning, so we're also going to eat Chadash early in the morning now. That was the halacha. They're not going to realize that the Chadash last year was because of the day was Matir, while once you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for the Karban to be Matir. So that's why you have to say Yom HaNeif is Kol HaAser. So the Gemara says, what do you have to wait for the whole day for? After Chatzos should be good enough, because Kohanim's Rizim Haim, and they're going to for sure bring the carbon by Chatzos, and that's why people who live far away who don't know when the carbon would be brought can eat the Chadash, you know, by at least by the afternoon. So what do you have to wait for the whole day for? Just at least by the afternoon, you know, the Yom HaNeif, it should already be Mutter. So the Gemara there explains, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt right before Shkia or at night of the 16th, and therefore you're worried that there won't be enough time. Even if Kohanim's reasoning, if the Beis HaMikdash was just built, there might not be enough time during the Karbanah. So that's where that Rashi is, I think in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, where Rashi says, what do you mean? How can you build the Beis HaMikdash at night? Doesn't Avodah have to be done during the day? So Rashi says, that's not only the previous Binyanim, but the Binyan Ashlishi will come down from Shemayim, Hashem will bring it down, and therefore it could even happen at night. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says no. The Rambam says that the Mashiach will help build the Mikdash. That's a big discussion that we could have relating to the third base of Mikdash. Will it come down from Shemayim, or will it come down from will it be built by us? Is there a team, the Arach Laner, maybe the Guf and the Neshama of the base of Mikdash? But that's another context where the Kohanim Zrizim Haim comes up, similar to the concept of Ochlei Truma Zrizim Haim. Okay, so, but fundamentally, Rabbi Yona says, really, Divrei Akolhi, really the Brisa in Shemitah is according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon fundamentally holds that he is worried about the Mivin Dvarim Lebeis Absol. It's just like our Mishnah is a special case. Our Mishnah Truma Ochlei Truma Zrizim Haim, and that's why he's not worried. So Gemara says, "Hey, Rebbe Chananya Kumi Rebbe Mana, but Vahataninan." But we learned in the Mishnah Pesachim, Nisarvu Bibecholras. What if you have a current Pesach that got mixed up with other Karbanos, with Karbanos of Bechor, Pesach and Bechor? Pesach and Bechor are both Kachei Kalim. Right, they're both the larger framework related to Shlamim. Right, the Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos of Kachim seems to say that all of them are really shlamim at root, but there are differences in halacha. They have the same avoda. Pesachim and Bechoros have the same avoda. They have the different eating halachas. Korban Pesach has to be eaten by, obviously, that night. Machlokes, Chatzos, the morning, but a Bechor is Kachi Kalims, could be eaten for day and night day. So what's the halacha if you get mixed up? Nisarvu bebechoros, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Im chaburas konam yochlu, if it's a chabura for the Korban Pesach of Kohanim, then they can eat it, right? Because it's Bechor. So Bechor is only able to be eaten by the Kohanim. So if it's a chabura of Kohanim, fine. They can eat it. But they have to eat it with all the stringencies of both sides, of Bechor and Kohanim. So even though, right, that you have to finish it by Chatzos, like Chomer Pesach, you can't eat it l'shayyama v'layla echad. But you see, Reb Shimon matirs the tarobes to be eaten, even though you're being memait with the achilas bechor. You're being memait with the bechor. One second. But according to Reb Yonah, I think Reb Shimon agrees. I thought Reb Shimon agrees to this idea of we don't bring kachim l'beis apsul. If there's a miut in the consumption time, then he agrees it's a problem. But here you see it agrees it's not a problem, right? He says, what do you do here? You haven't eaten. Yochla they could eat it. Yochlu kachamer shibohem. So Gemara answers, maybe there's a parallel din. Just like he says, oh, by Truma, there's something special, but because by Truma, the Kohanim to make sure, right, the Kohanim, Ochle Truma Zrizim Haim. So too Pesach, Amar Le, Ochle Psachim, B'Shaitan Zrizim Haim Ka Ochle Truma. So maybe the same halacha would apply. The Mishnah Psachim and our Mishnah, those are both exceptions to the rule according to Rabbi Yonah. Both of those cases are where Rabbi Shimon would not think it's a problem. Really, he thinks it's a problem. And that's why the Brisa, the Tosefta, in Shvius, he holds, Ein Loch and Shvius, because the Meiser, and that's the Kulei Alma, according to Rabbi Yonah. Right? Rabbi Yossi said it's a Machlokas too. Rabbi Yonah says, no, everybody would agree there, but our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Pesachim are exceptions to the rule where Rabbi Shimon is not worried about it because the people involved are Zariz and we're not worried that they're going to lead to problems. That's Ochlei Pesachim B'Shaitan, Zrizanei, right? Karban Pesach is a special karban, and that's why people take it in a serious way. Where the Rambam, the first set of halachas that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Karbanos, the first karban is Karban Pesach. So that's not just chronologically, but the Rambam seems to put it there because that's a root carbon, a root carbon. The Rambam has carbon Pesach, Chagiga, Bechoros, Shkagos, Mechusri Kabara, and Temura. Right? Those sets. So carbon Pesach is first because that somehow captures the essence of carbonos. There's a Meshachachma in Parshas Baaloscha where the Meshachachma discusses how the carbon Pesach is a symbol of anti-Avodah Zarah. It's an anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. And that's why he explains this to explain many sources, including there's a Havamina. Rashi quotes this on Chumash. There's a Havamina that whenever a ger converts, he brings a Karban Pesach. You bring Karban Pesach as part of the conversion process. Really? It's not Pesach, it's the middle of Cheshvan. But that's the Havamina. Because Karban Pesach is when Bnei Yisrael brought it in Mitzrayim as part of their weaning from Avodah Zarah. Throughout history, whenever there was a cleanup of Avodah Zarah, they brought the Karban Pesach, Chizkiyo HaMelech. He gives examples. So too, I would have thought that by a ger. So there's much symbolism to the Karban Pesach and its details of the first one and the later generation ones. But either way, that's what the Gemara says here, that people will take it very seriously. Ochlei Pesachim B'Shasan Zrizanim. Teda L'cha, and the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that people take Karban Pesach seriously as compared to other Karbanos. To Tanina, because we learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Shabbos, towards the end of the first parak, Ein Tzolin, Basar Basal, Obeitza, you're not allowed to roast food, meat, onions, and eggs. Ela Kadeshi Yitzulim Mibod Yom. Unless you know that they will be roasted from before Shabbos, Mibod Yom. What's this issue? This is the issue of Shehiya. If you remember, there are three worlds of Isurei Derabanan relating to cooking and Shabbos. Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hatmana. Shehiya has everything to do with how do I leave food on heat sources before Shabbos. Hachzara is returning foods to heat sources on Shabbos. And Hatmana, insulation, that there's some Hatmana before Shabbos and some Hatmana on Shabbos. Different halachas, most of Hevel, in a most of Hevel. But the one here, the Mishnah here is talking about the issue of Shehiya. That we know there's a major machlokas tanoim between Hananya and the Rabbanan. How am I allowed to leave food on a heat source from before Shabbos? Again, I'm not going to violate an Issa Daraisa. It is impossible to violate an Issa Daraisa without an action, a physical action on Shabbos. Fine. So here, it's within the world of the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan said they limited how I'm allowed to leave food before Shabbos on heat sources because I'm worried, Shem Yechata B'Gechalim. I'm worried that if I leave it open on heat sources from before Shabbos, I might forget. I want the food to get ready quicker. And therefore, even after Shabbos starts, I might come to stoke the coals. And therefore, they limited it. How did they limit it? So, Chananya says, the Tana Chananya, if the food is not Machol Ben Drusoy, if it's not edible, right, Machol Ben Drusoy, Machlok is a third or a half cooked, so then one has to cover the fire. In the days of old, it was called Garif HaKatum. Either cover the hot coals with cold coals or sweep out the hot coals so there's no coals left. What we say, we call that covering the fire. Do something as a hecker to remind you. So once the food is Machol Ben Drusoy, then you don't have to cover anything. Then we're not worried that you might come to stoke the coals. And the Rabbanan are more machmer. The Rabbanan say, no, it has to be fully cooked and mitztamek. It can be mistamek v'yafelo, but it has to be fully cooked. Mavusha kol tzarcho. So, and if it's not mavusha kol tzarcho before Shabbos, the Rabbanan say you have to line and cover the coals. So, major machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Gimel quotes both days. Shulchan Aruch quotes both days here about Chananya and the Rabbanan. It's a machlokas we've shown. If you look at Tosfos and Rashi, Rashi and Tosfos passing like Chananya. The rush Paskin's like Chananya. The Rambam and the Rif Paskin like the Rabbanan. Right, so what do you do? The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions in Reish and Gimel. The Yesh Omrim, I'll quote the second opinion. Well, you want to do the first opinion? Turn back for a second. Says the Vimshachach Vishoah, a mutafsho shabisha called Sarcho, Mudra Filuhum and Stamik Viafelo. If it's bisha called sarcho, then you don't have to cover it as long as it's fully cooked. But if it's tavshal shehiskel is bisha, a low bisha called sarcho, also I want to. It continues the halacha. But then the Shulchan Aruch says v'yesh omrim shekosh is bisha kamacho ben drusai, osh is bisha called sarcho mistamik v'yafelo mutar lashos v'agabe kira. Right, as long as it is afilu husak. I'm sorry, it could be the rabbanan. I misspoke. The rabbanan say even if it's mistamik v'yafelo, you still need to cover it. And the Rav Chananya says, as long as it's machlo ben drusai, and even if it's, and for sure, if it's machlo ben drusai, you don't have to cover it. So anyways, that's all background without getting into details. More, who do we paskin like? The Bir Alacha, the Bir Shmura says, Beaker, do we paskin like Chananya? The language of the Rush, he discusses there whether it's a Lashon of Lachan Chilu or B'di'eved. But either way, that's Meikra, then we pass Lachananya, like Rashi and Tosfos, V'chulu. Lachan Chila, we should try to do like the Rabbanan. With all that background, Shehiyah, and again, I didn't do it justice, I apologize, just mentioned a couple of ideas regarding Shehiyah and the Lamaisa elements about covering knobs and covering the inside of a crock pot. Very important Lamaisa. Feel free to listen to the Tzurva Mirabanan Hilcha Shabbos Shiurim. But the Gemara says here that you can't do that. But v'taninan mishashlan as a pesach l'tanim chashecha. Korban Pesach, you're allowed to. You're allowed to put in, right, into the oven im chashecha, even though if Pesach is on Shabbos, so we're not worried. So you see, why are you worried? Why are you worried about Shem Yechata when it comes to Pesach? The answer is, because, as the Barafol, the Shvabina, the Linya Pesach, the reason name, the Imlo Kain, Lo Yishal Shalol, Kadishal Yishayuchal, Yishal Shalol, Yom, Kamoshar Basar. You treat Pesach in a more makel way than other cases. So you see, we are more makel when it comes to Pesach. Period. Okay, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, new halacha. Shua ben Levi says, Eid Mosifin Chomesh Ela Al Tchilas Hekdeshos. We're not Mosif Chomesh except Tchilas Hekdeshos. Okay, I'm sorry, just one point going back. I just to be clear, as I corrected myself before, the Rabbanan hold that even if it's Bistamik, if it's Bubusha called Sarcho, if it's Bistamik V'yafalo, it's still getting better, you still should cover it Lechadchila. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. So again, Lechadchila, we try to do that. B'di'eved, Chananya says, as long as it's Bubusha called Sarcho, as long as it's Machu Ben Drusai, is good enough. Okay, just to clarify that, I said it at the beginning. There's another halacha that goes, Bubusha called Sarcho is enough, but we'll leave that for now. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, a masif and chomesh el atchila sekteshos. One only has to add on a chomesh. We know by certain redemptions, the owner has to add on what we call 25%. A chomesh el atchila sekteshos only on stage one of a pidyon. If something was already nifte, this is the second stage, then you don't have to add on a pidyon. The chomesh to the pidyon. Amar belazav atani kei. Where do you see that? Vim bebehema hatmea. Ufada berkecha v'yasaf chamishi so alav. If you have a non-kosher animal and you redeem its value, v'yasaf chamishi so alav, and we darshan. First, we'll talk about what exactly is the diuk, but we say ma behema tmeya miyuchedes shitchilas hektish mosif chomesh, a non-kosher animal. Right, I'm makdish a non-kosher animal for kachi betegabayas. So when I redeem that animal, that's tchilas hektish. When I redeem that animal, I have to add on a chomesh. So av koshu tchilas hektish mosif chomesh. So to any case, that's first stage hektish. Tchilas hektish is mosif chomesh. Right? The Marafolda says, ha tmeya tmeya rishona. Kamo hektish rishona ha ola. Good. That is Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Shmuel bar Chiya bar Yehuda b'shem Rebbe Chanina shlamim. What about these following two cases? Shlamim shalachem b'kesev meiser. I bought a carbon shlamim like I'm supposed to. I bought a carbon shlamim with my meiser money. Humamu, and then it got a mum. So I have to redeem it. So what did I do? My sersheni fruit went to money. Money now, I use that money to buy a carbon shlamim. So now it got a mum, so I have to redeem it. Humamu upadien mosaf chomesh. I add on a chomesh. Even though, one second, is this original? Even there was Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and now there's Kedushas Shlamim. Still, that doesn't count as a secondary stage. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Most of Chomesh. Velo tema. Kiva chetchila so meiser. Viacharka chilulan ala karban. There was meiser sheni kedusha on the money. And then the karban got kedusha of meiser sheni and the money. Havi kehekta sheni. Sheni most of Chomesh. Maybe that's a different stage. It's another stage, a second stage. It's like hekta sheni. Kamash vela most of Chomesh. Why? Kiva chelagabe shlamim hektish rishon hu. Right, regarding Shlomim and Sektus Rishon, and as others explaining, this is the goal of what you're supposed to do. The best thing, as we had earlier, is being buying Karbanos with Meister Sheni Kedusha. That's one din. The first din, Shlomim, that is bought with Meister Sheni. You go from Meister Sheni Kedusha to Shlomim Kedusha, that's still called stage one. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yechiya bar Yehuda, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, a different statement of Rabbi Shmuel bar Chiya Bar Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Chanina. Shlamim shalachan midbei Pesach. Carbon Pesach, we know, has an affinity. It's a type of carbon shlamim. But we learned elsewhere in the Mishnayos that in the Shkalim, if I have designated money to buy a carbon Pesach and I have leftover money, I can use that money to buy a carbon shlamim. Because there could be an affinity. Shlamim and Pesach are kind of connected. We find sometimes other carbonos that could go from one to the other. That go from one to the other. We have a concept of asham shenitak l'ri'iyah. An asham that you send out to graze at some stage could be switched into a carbon ola. Again, a big sugya. But here, shlamim and Pesach are connected. So if I have leftover Pesach money, and I can use that to buy a shlamim, and that shlamim gets a mum, humamu upadin mosef chomesh, that's also called new. You don't say that, oh, this is stage two. This is Kedusha two. There was Pesach and now it's Shlamim. No, it's all looked at as one. Amar Rav Yudin, Chad Tzurcha v'Chad Lo Tzurcha. One of these halachas is telling me a chiddush, and one of them is pretty obvious. Again, what are the two cases? You went from Meiser Sheni to Shlamim Kedusha. That was number one. You went from Pesach to Shlamim Kedusha. That's number two. So one of them is a chiddush, and one of them is not. Amar Rav Yimana, Pesach Tzurcha, Shlamim Lo Tzurcha. The current Pesach one is the chiddush. That's needed. Going from the Mosar Pesach into a Shlamim, I might not have thought that that's stage one. I might have thought that's stage two, and therefore there's no Chomesh. The Shlamim one says the Gemara Meister Sheni to Shlamim. That's for sure, because that's the goal of what you're supposed to do. Where, how do you know the Pesach one is a Chiddush? Shalot Tomar, Hoel. Why would I have thought that the status of Shlamim after Pesach is a new stage? Right, we say it is considered the same stage one. Why would I have thought that it's considered a stage two and therefore the Dochobesh? Ho, Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlamim, Kehektish Acher Yehu. I would have thought since Pesach is Mishtana, it's really a change. It doesn't have the same halachas, and it becomes a Shlamim. So I would have thought it's like Hektish Acher, the Einamos of Chomesh. You don't have the Chomesh because it's like a new carbon. It went from Pesach to Shlamim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Taima de Rabbi Shmuel, do Amar. What's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel? What's the reason that by Karban Pesach, that the Chiddush of Pesach is as follows? Do Amar, Eina Pesach Oset Tzimur V'Shona. We know there's halacha. The Gemara says Pesach, but it goes by all Karbanos. Because there's an opinion that says, of the Tanoim, that Tzimurah you can only do once. If I have a Karban animal, and I want to switch it, right, to this year of substitution. I have carbon animal A, I say, I want carbon B to be the carbon. So what's the halacha? That's usher to do that. And now I treat both of them with kedusha. Carbon A and animal A and animal B, both are carbonas. You can only do that once. After I do that, if I go back to animal A and say, I want animal C to be a carbon, that doesn't work. Tzimura only works by one. So Ein HaPesach, or any carbon, Ose Tzimura V'Shona. It doesn't make Tzimura and then can make Tzimura again. But, says the Gemara, Hamer bo odo Pesach. What if I have a carbon Pesach and I was meimer the carbon? I did a tamura. And then what happens? I lost that carbon Pesach. And then I used another one. And then I found the carbon Pesach after Pesach. So what's the halacha of that other Pesach? It's a shlamim. So hamer bo odo Pesach, meimer bo odo shlamim. I could be meimer again when it turns into a shlamim. So what do you see from Hilchus Tamura that is called a new stage, a new carbon? Right? You could be meimer when it's a Pesach, and then you can meimer again when it's a tamura. So you might think, that's the chiddush, you might think that this is stage two. It's not the same exact carbon. You might think this is stage two, right? And therefore, look at Look at the Amara folder. Klamer she osa base pamim tzmura vilo hamer bodo pesach. Vini toser v'nasa shlamim meimer od pam kshu shlamim lefichach hava amina. I would think, just like by hilchas tzmura, it's considered a separate stage. I would have thought here too, by hilchas chomesh, the chinasa shlamim hektish acher hu. It's a different hektish vavi le kesef sheni. And therefore, it's not the original stage. And pidyon, right? There's a second kedusha that has to be redeemed. Kamash Malan is still hektish rishon. Don't compare Hilchas Tumura, where the going from Pesach to Shlomim, the Shlomim is considered a new stage. Don't compare that to Hilchas Chomesh, where it's considered the same stage. It's still considered hektish rishon. That is what Rav Huna says. Amalei Rabbi Mana says, sorry, I don't agree that that's the Svara, and that is applicable here. Velo dimuye have Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Shmuel, medamele. One second. Both halachas on Amud Aleph were said together, right? They were learned together. The halacha of going from Eiser Sheni to Shlamim and going from Pesach to Shlamim. Shmamina, says the Marfold, the Damila Dadi B'Tamon. It must be that they have the similar rules and similar reasons. So you're telling me, oh, the Havamina by Tzmura? That all Havamina by Tzmura doesn't apply to Meiser Sheni. The Tzmura by Meiser Sheni. So if it's the same Svara given by both of them, they're said together, so it's not shy to say that the Chiddush here is by regarding Tzmura. Elavade Hainu Taima. The Travayu Mishtanin Mikdusha Lekedusha Zemite Mimeiser Lushlamim Zemite Pesach Lushlamim. Right, they each going from kedusha to kedusha. Meiser Sheni to Shlamim or Parman Pesach to Shlamim. The Itzrich Lashmienu Pesach. If they're said parallel, so it must be like a havamina would apply to one and not to the other. And the chiddush is that don't compare Pesach. Don't say Pesach to do because you know Meiser Sheni is the ikar of what you're supposed to do with it, right? So that's why it's considered ketchila, and that's why your most of chomesh considered stage one. But don't compare. Don't bring in this whole tzmura discussion because that's not parallel. That wouldn't be parallel in our case. Tzmura, again, is a big topic. The Rambam at the end of Tzmura has his beautiful hashkafic message regarding Tzmura, if you remember, where the Rambam says, Yard the Torah, L'sov Daito Shaladam. The Torah goes down to the psyche of a person and recognizes that we like to do things and we like to promise that we're going to do things, and then we change our mind. Yiralish Zesha Amar Akasavaya Husmarzu Yakodesh, Vinyin Sha'amar Vimamakdash Yiglas Beso Vahulu, Yard the Torah, L'sov Machsheves Ha'adam, Viksas Yitzro Hara, Shetivo Shaladam, No Telaharbos Kinyano, Velachos Amamona. We're always Machpin and we're going to try to keep our stuff. The Alpha Bishan Nada Vihikdish Efsha Shachazerbo. Even if I'm no there in Makdish, maybe I'll be Choserbo. Vinicham and I'll change my mind. The Torah says, you did something good, that's it. You can't change. And there's like a low plug on a Daraisa level. Even if it's a better animal, even if it's a fatter animal, doesn't matter. They're both going to be Kadosh. And the Rambam ends off with a gorgeous Lashon. V'kal Elu Advarim, all these and all mitzvahs are Kadei Lakuf Yitzro Lasakim Deosav. Make straight my yetzer and to fix my opinions on my midos. Verov dinei Torah einon ela etzos meirachok migadol haetza. Most dinei Torah are advice from afar from the great advisor. Etzos meirachok migadol haetza. L'sakin hadeos uliyashik alamasim. To fix our opinions and to straighten our actions. That's the Rambam and the end of Hilchos Tzmura. The end of Hilchos Tzmura and Hilchos Karbanos. There's a lot to talk about by Tzmura. Also, just maybe one comment that the Achronim wonder. The Sefer Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Tzmura says, the Mitzvah of Tzmura, again, is an Aseh Nalos Aseh. Aseh, they're both Kadosh, Vayehus Marasu Yekodesh, and is it to do that? Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yachlifenu. The Chinuch says, at the end of the of his piece of treating it with kedusha, the mitzvahs asay. How do you violate this? If somebody violates this, v'heimir, and he does tmura to an animal, v'lo noa kedusha b'shtei behemes, and he doesn't treat the animals, both animals, with kedusha, klomar barishona ubitmurasa bitel asay. He was mevatel the asay of a hayahu usmarso yekodesh, mevada onesh, besides the iser of violating meila. But the chinuch wonders, not the chinuch, the achronim wonder on the chinuch, what did the chinuch just say? If you use either of the karbanos, you're going to violate the issur of tamura. One second. The first animal was kadosh beforehand. Tamura only added on another animal. The chinuch sounds like even the first animal achieves another status of Kedusha through the Tzmura. Right, that's what he says. V'over ala v'heimer v'lo noa kedusha b'shtei ha-behemos. That's a big chiddush. B'shtei ha-behemos. Just the second animal. What's shtei ha-behemos? No, that's what the chinuch says, that the both animals, even the first animal is affected. That's a chiddush gadol, that there's something different about the first animal after tmura is performed. Sfasemes notes that in beginning of tmura, you know, what exactly that has to do with the first animal. Malchus is a huge topic also. At the beginning of tmura, the Rambam discusses another Rishonim, whether one gets malchus for tmura, right? Tmura, we know, is a lav sheim bo maisa. You don't do a maisa. So how would you think about getting malchus? So, exception to the rule. The first Rambam, Aleph, kol hameimir loka. I'll call behemo behema shiyamir. Shenemar lo yechli venev lo yamir oso. You're going to get malchus. V'yavo pisha lo asa maisa. Right? Even though there's no maisa done. Mi piyeshmu alamdu, because we learned from the Mesorah. This is an exception to the rule. Shkol mitzvah lo sase shiyem ba maisa. Ein lo kenala achutz. Mi nishba umeimir umekalalas chaveru b'shem. These three, cursing, and meimir, and nishba, and swearing. So those three, maybe we'll start with that more next time, talking about the malchus of tmura and all the related issues. As we continue here in this parak, we talk a little bit today about the affinity that certain karbanos have with each other, all these fascinating discussions to analyze each karban and how they connect to others within the world of karbanos. Okay, we'll stop here.